Christopher with a weather forecast of sorts. Every drop of rain. Online now, yes, Jessica, you'd be delighted to know that we have another New Zealander to actually sort of celebrate and rejoice with. It is from New Zealand, Lucy Cruikshank. Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you, Alex.
Okay, see, already Jessica Ward, originally from New Zealand, now living in the Isle of Man, is kind of just melting. In fact,
it's home. So good to hear New Zealand accent.
There we are. We'll be talking with Lucy about the fabulous Sheep Dairy Association conference, which of course launches this weekend. All this and more are from Siren 107.3 FM with the Midweek Drive Morning Edition after the news from the Sky News Centre.
The latest news and sport. Hi, I'm Rachel from On Broadcast, and you're listening to Alex Levchuk on the Midweek Drive.
Thank you very much. Temperature today, 10 degrees centigrade, high, low 7 degrees centigrade, mostly dry with mist or fog patches thinning. So much like New Zealand, wouldn't you say, Lucy?
No, we're heading into summer back in New Zealand. No fog. Sunshine, long days.
Well, there we are. I mean, I feel that gradually, it's since Jessica Ward was introduced via the delightful Ed Wellman to the Midweek Drive team, it seems as though, I mean, a few weeks ago we had, of course, our Pro Vice Chancellor, Scott Davison, who's in the studio. He spent time extensively working as a scholar in New Zealand and sort of was responsible for the law thing there. Yourself, Lucy, we've got a sheep farmer, Richard, who's going to be joining us as well in the next couple of weeks to talk about his sort of sheep show and various other things. Is New Zealand gradually taking over the whole sequence? But still, what's wrong with that? You know, as you came to us, of course, through the wonderful and effervescent and energised Fabulous Sarah Gayton and the Farmers on Film project and so on. And when last we spoke, I think you were just actually doing this world tour because, you know, you were going into Israel and sorted out that problem quite nicely. You know, I know, Lucy, secretly you are indeed the bringer of world peace. Issues occurring.
I would love to think so.
It's pretty good. But let's just talk about your role as a Nuffield scholar. And before we talk about the exciting British Sheep Dairy Association conference, which happens this weekend, how you got into this yourself and what you've been finding out as you've been literally going across continents in sort of gathering information and data about what sheep is concerned. And I'll just hold it one more time before you go into that, because Jessica, of course, you did have a farm in New Zealand and the Ward family were
there.
Yes,
we did.
You never milked your sheep, did you?
No, we had Friesian sheep, but we never used them. We never milked them.
They're in very hot demand in New Zealand now with this sheep milk craze going on. But yes, my background is that I'm from a sheep and beef farm in Southland, down in Invercargill. And my father's 75, he wants to retire in 3 years. Okay. So we're looking at options for the farm. Myself, I have my own marketing consultancy and I work with various food producers. And one of the producers that I work for is actually a small sheep cheese maker. And it's the one product we just can't keep up with demand in New Zealand. So, I was very lucky to receive a Nuffield scholarship, and I decided to look at whether or not the sheep milk industry could be the next big thing for New Zealand agriculture.
Wow. I loved being on my farm. But your dad, 75, did you say, and he's still working on his farm? That's amazing.
It's not the traditional 1,000-acre farm. It's just a small 300-acre farm right in central Invercargill. But he believes it keeps him alive and ticking, and he can't understand why all of our age group want to go to the gym when we can get an honest day's labour on the farm. So he's probably got a point.
I would agree with him, actually. It's much better being outdoors. But yeah, that's amazing. So you're in, whereabouts are you right now?
I'm currently down at the Ashford International Hotel for the UK Nuffield Conference.
And indeed, you were super impressed with at Virgin America Service, at Richard Branson. You have
you
staff and chef to be proud of. We just realised, actually, that clearly, you know, we've been remiss in terms of not sort of doing our sort of following on this whole sequence. But yes, there we are, you see, the Lucy Cruikshank, marketing consultant to great New Zealand food producers, Nuffield Scholar, 2014, sheep milk premiums, rural girl, foodie, and all-round lover of life.
Aww.
So what brings you to Stoneleigh then, Lucy?
So this week is the AGM and conference for the British Sheep Dairy Association. And I think they have about 60 farmers attending. And the industry is quite small here in the UK, but it's growing quite rapidly. There's a lot of demand for sheep milk, and as the industry sort of unfolds, they're getting some more speakers from different parts of the world. I believe that the key speakers this weekend are going to be from Israel, and they're actually some contacts that I met in Israel. So it's a lovely opportunity for me to get back and meet the sheep farmers here in the UK that I've already met, and also to reconnect with those Israeli contacts.
Makes perfect sense. We're missing, not realising you were going to be in the country, because we're just planning out various other bits and pieces. Because, of course, you were at the New Zealand Parliament recently, which was one of the reasons we couldn't connect with you a couple of weeks ago. You were off to deal with reports there. You just get around, don't you?
The good old beehive.
The old beehive, that's right. Yeah, New Zealand's a small place. You know, if with a population of just over 4 million, we get access to some pretty amazing people. And we, for our Nuffield conference, we had to report back on our findings for Nuffield, and so we did that at a cocktail function, with the next year's scholars being announced at that time also.
So overall, in terms of conclusions and aspects about this, would you say that sheep dairies are the way to go? Because we're still getting folk, Ian Lennox, who's on the show just prior to yourself this morning, quite shocked when we actually suggested that sheep dairy was an option set up from that point of view. So
is that right? It's very interesting. I think people think it's a sort of quirky thing for hippies, and it's not really a viable business opportunity for farmers. But certainly from what I've seen, the numbers certainly stack up as a very viable business, and it could be the way forward for farmers, even here in the UK, you know, as a tri-use animal. I think people really need to look at the business case. Here in the UK, they can't keep up with demand, and that is mimicked in a lot of the Western world, in the US and Australia and in New Zealand. We've been doing it in Italy for thousands of years. We've been doing it in France for thousands of years. We're just sleeping here.
Mm. Yes.
Well, it happens with Midweek Drive Morning Edition co-presenters. They actually sort of go to sleep. unconsciousness rules. That's the important thing. Thinking is the best way to travel.
Aww. Poor Emma.
Jessica, any other sort of questions or thoughts about... Because obviously Lucy has been in New Zealand a lot sort of more recently than you have been, actually.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm going back to the sheep thing again. What are the health benefits of consuming sheep's milk?
Right. Well, the sheep milk is considered to be extremely close to human milk, so it's very easily digestible. The fat globules are very small, so it means that people with lactose intolerance can generally consume it. It's got double the protein, double the calcium, very, very high in vitamins A, B, D, E. It's a superfood, really.
And how would you describe its taste?
Its taste is actually very subtle, provided that you're following stringent quality standards as you milk the sheep and you store that milk. The milk is extremely mild, creamy, and lovely. Yeah, very subtle.
And obviously a lot healthier than that fizzy drink we were talking about earlier.
Yes,
in production.
That
no names.
Particular yeah. fizzy drink, but, you know, naughty it's, drink. It's
exactly. You know, what are you going to actually sort of provide for your system to actually use from that perspective? And yeah, because I actually just realised, of course, Natalie Tuck, her flatmate is from New Zealand as well. They're
yes.
just all over the place. You know,
and we're taking over.
It's just astounding.
We Kiwis, we love the UK.
Yeah.
It's just as well we have Annette Andre from Australia coming up at 9:40, otherwise we don't know what would happen in terms of redressing the balance for the southern salts from that point of view. So what does the future actually have in store for yourself, Lucy? I mean, more kind of global trips and more lines from that perspective. I know, obviously, Sarah's keen to continue to involve your story and narrative in terms of Farmers on Film. What will you be doing with respect to the information you've got so far?
Well, it's interesting, actually, because Sarah connected me with someone in New Zealand who's also very keen to set up a Farmers on Film in New Zealand. So that's an opportunity for us next year. I'm actually getting married to an Englishman on the 27th of December this year.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm going to, I'm going to have a little bit of...
Are you going to be civilising him then, Lucy? I mean, is this the whole point? You know, you sort of take the whole sort of nation from the colonies and say, yeah, I'll keep you in order. Always important.
Well, look, there's four kids in my family and three of us are going to be married to English people, so... We've got a strong connection in the Crookshank line. But no, marriage and babies is a high priority. I'd like to attend the big IDF conference in Cyprus. That's the International Dairy Foundation conference, where they've got a special focus on sheep and goat. So that's the key for March. And generally, just maybe a honeymoon sort of mid-year next year, but it'll certainly be a quieter year next year than this year.
Well, it all works together. Would you like to give your fiancé a name check? You can if you wish. You know, they can play it back to him whenever he says, you no longer love him anymore. So, but don't look, you know, I'm giving you a name check on air.
I love you, Simon Griffiths, and I'll see you back in New Zealand soon.
I feel as though so it is, isn't it? Really, you know, it's what we 11 minutes past 9 p.m. Or is it? Are you 12 hours ahead or 13 hours ahead now? Would it be actually 12 minutes past 10?
I think we're equal. We're 12 hours.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. The British Sheep Dairy Association, obviously you can use the search engine to work through that. Fascinating sort of search. I mean, we're torn, Lucy, between should we actually go to the Birmingham NEC for an MCM sort of comic expo setup? Do we go to the Joys of Stoneleigh Park? We might just simply sort of be based in Lincoln. We don't know. It's the uncertainty that makes life interesting. But Lucy, it's been fabulous again, touching base with your good self. And have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'd just also like to acknowledge Nuffield, because I wouldn't be talking to you if it wasn't for Nuffield. Amazing, Lord Nuffield, amazing man, setting up the foundation, and also, acknowledge the British Sheep Dairy Association again.
And the surname Crookshank, because clearly there are those of us who actually followed political satire would actually say there's a very famous cartoon satirist called Crookshank, etc. No relation at all, Ship, or is there some sort of connection?
Bound to be related. I'm extremely witty.
I'm not
sure that there's any connection there, but that's
why you appreciate your whole system on that whole sequence. Fantastic stuff there. So obviously British Sheep Dairy Association continues ever onwards. The final question, of course, Jessica, is what?
Will we be hearing from you in the near future?
I'd love to have an ongoing discussion with you. Back in New Zealand.
Bring back some memories.
In fact, curious to say, it was just a case of happenstance in terms of we were thinking we hadn't sort of connected and we thought we would be reaching you in New Zealand now. You can become our official New Zealand reporter, Lucy.
That sounds great. I'd love that title.
So the excitement, the yelps of joy that actually occurred even in Birmingham when Katie Grimerson wished to actually sort of pass on her best wishes, and the final announcement was actually made that yes, William Sitwell is Editor of the Year, certainly led to oh yes, how long have we waited to actually use that particular number to introduce the main man, the William Sitwell Meister himself. William, congratulations. Well done indeed, sir. Yay!
Thank you. Yes. You were very kind, very kind.
Absolutely essential. We almost felt as though we should play the acceptance speech, but we thought, no, we'd hold fire on that. Cause just too much
hear that on the radio.
Well, we'll sort our way through the thing. I'm sure it will happen. William, you join us just after we've spoken to Lucy Cruikshanks, Nuffield scholar in New Zealand, who is talking about her time with the British Sheep Dairy Association. Are you a great fan of sheep dairies?
What an extraordinary question.
Yes.
I did once spend a kind of wild evening in a sheep dairy in Romania where we ate cheese and drank palinka, which is, you know, sort of plum brandy, and which is incredibly strong stuff, which basically sustains the Romanians and sends the Brits over the edge. And you end up doing strange things like trying to lift tables with one hand. And I think
it's
we scared the living daylights
experience.
Out of the Romanians. Yeah. So the last time I was in a sheepfold, a ewe dairy or whatever you call it, probably not ewes, I don't know. It was a dangerous experience. So am I a fan of sheep dairies? That is one of the best questions I've been asked for quite a long time.
Thank you, William. We always like to keep these boundaries so being gently pushed and gently nodded in that direction, really, because certainly Lucy was raving about it, I think, to be fair, Jessica, very much. Excited about the whole thing. Sheep dairies in Israel, sheep dairies in America, sheep dairies, and a whole sheep conference, obviously, at Stoneleigh Park today, over the weekend.
I think you need to move the conversation on to goat dairies, because, of course, then you can talk about Manchega, which is one of the world's finest cheeses, in my view. That and cave-aged Pecorino.
Well, you see, these are the critical lines that clearly just break these Sitwell moments of joy, just that little bit more enjoyable. It's fantastic. So let's go back to the actual awards that you've won, because, I mean, clearly this is a significant one that's been actually sort of worked through in every sense of the word, and we were generally delighted that you actually picked the thing up. Were you quietly confident, or did you think, well, you know, if they got any sense?
I had absolutely no expectation whatsoever. I mean, the British Society of Magazine Editors is a society that basically represents magazine editors and art directors and more. And their awards are the sort of, I don't know, the Oscars of the magazine world, they say. And I won this prize about 10 years ago when Waitrose Kitchen used to be called Waitrose Food Illustrators, and I was about 2 or 3 years into the job as editor. And I thought that was great, and that was very exciting. I didn't think that 10 years on I would get it again, because you sort of generally assume that they will, you know, hand out the gongs to the young talent and the new exciting innovative magazines out there. So it's very nice that a magazine such as ours that's sort of been going for a while can get recognised for that. And it's about, you know, it's a team effort, really, and it's the brilliant food editing. There's a woman called Eleanor Maidment, you know, and she sits next to me, and she's the world's greatest food editor. And I'm happy to tell your listeners that live on air today. But it's people like her, you know, unique, talented individuals like her, who, you know, create the recipes, the teams who shoot them, the art directors who do it, you know, who star them and so on. So it's a big team effort. No, but I was very pleased to get it. It was fantastic.
In my world, this is the one to get. I am massively proud and so happy
to
have
won. Yeah, it's nice to strut up to the stage occasionally and, you know, take your gong from who was Richard Bacon was handing them out.
He was very good.
You know, it's quite hard. Those kind of big evenings, you know, you have quite a sort of cynical bunch of people all getting completely smashed. And
you don't want Ricky Gervais making fun of
him. We've had Alan Carr in the past. He was fantastic at it. What's his name? I've forgotten now. My brain's so azzled. Piers Morgan did it twice. He was booed off stage.
We are so forgettable. You know, this is the whole point. You know, just a few words. Chat show in America. 4 words to be precise, but still. I was quite serious. Katie Grimson has actually also said, please, can I have a name check when William Sitwell is on? Three question marks, big smiley face from the lass who's actually now working in the jewellery quarter of Birmingham as a search engine optimizer person.
Is she? Well, Katie Grimson, I mean, just look at that career. Look how she's soaring into somewhere in cyberspace.
Precisely. Jessica.
The question is, is her SEO good enough so that if you actually type Katie Grimason in, then it comes to the top of the Google ranking? That's the question.
Oh, exactly. These are the critical lines to work through. Jessica, questions for William. Maybe about Christmas commercials, because after all, everybody owns the joys of... for a moment, I was going to say the other word, the other S word, Waitrose. Yes, there we are. Other supermarkets are available. Over to you.
What do you think of the Sainsbury's and the John Lewis?
Well, the Christmas ads in general.
I really love the John Lewis ad. I think it's fantastic and moving and sweet, and they are very, you know, they're very clever because they sort of keep doing it. They've done another. I actually thought this year was the best yet. And I think it's a terrific piece of imagination, heartwarming, and really not too sort of saccharine and reaching for the sick bucket. I think the Sainsbury's ad is an astonishingly beautiful piece of film. I feel slightly uneasy that, you know, the Great War is then used to basically make you go and shop for food in a supermarket. I'm slightly uneasy about that. And I think the link with the British Legion, I mean, you know, just feels a bit tenuous. But I just think, you know, you watch it and then you get the message at the end, and it sort of, I don't know, I just feel slightly uncomfortable about the idea of slightly glamorizing, making war look beautiful, as I think someone wrote in The Guardian, in order to sell food at a supermarket. But the filmmakers have pulled off something astonishing. I mean, the lighting in it, and you know, it's an amazing, it's incredible work. I mean, you know, the best film and the best filmmakers still do work in advertising, which shows in a piece like that. So it's very clever.
Nicholas Rogue, of course, being one of the people who transcended the market for so many days before he went to become a major filmmaker himself, really. And let's not forget Ridley Scott.
But there exactly.
We are. Yes, moving on. It seems as though, William, you've probably still been celebrating. I got a sort of sense in terms of, is it a sense, you know, it's a 2 days after, but I'm still just coming to grips with the whole thing. And we understand why, and rightly so, as we said. I mean,
I'll tell you something. There is an amazing new restaurant on Goulburn Road called John Doe. And anyone coming to London should go and eat there. This guy has these extraordinary grills, and the food is really reasonable. It's in sort of W10, at the top of the Portobello Road on Goulburn Road. People always ask me for restaurant recommendations in London. That one. The guy's a chef called Mark, and he used to work for Henry Harris, who's the great chef of Racine in Knightsbridge. And, you know, he cooks on, has no gas, just cooks on grill, charcoal, proper English wood, which he, you know, uses as charcoal, and he's making things like octopus with chickpeas and lots of bone marrow and duck hearts on toast. Really, really great British food. So I was there last night, and I've been there for 2 nights in a row, actually, now.
Suspended.
So that's partly why, if you think I'm sounding...
I think, you know, clearly when we next do our London location report, we'll mark down John Doe as a key place to actually check out. You know, we should do a location report, a sort of a restaurant location report. It's time we actually did that. We were talking in the early part of the programme about the challenges of sugary drinks and how you can't associate, you shouldn't associate sugared drinks with Christmas. It's not appropriate, particularly these days when it would seem that obese folk are being sort of classified as being borderline terrorists or costing the country more than terrorists do, or terrorism.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're edging towards a situation where 60% of the nation is obese. So people need to eat less and exercise more.
Exactly.
Or eat
appropriately. That's the important thing.
Eat appropriately.
Exactly. Yeah.
Moderation in all things, and be moderate. Remember, be moderate in your moderation.
Of course. William, it's been a genuine pleasure in every sense of the word to be able to congratulate you formally on behalf of Siren FM and the whole little village of Lincoln, as I know you love to refer to us from that point of view, because, as I say, the free sum of the excitement was actually there. We need to go for the hat-trick, of course, next year. No pressure, but that's part and parcel of the whole sort of sequence. Always thinking ahead from that point of view. But Jessica Ward will now put to you those last two very important questions. Jessica, go, girl.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us on Siren FM?
Yeah, I'm sorry you think I'm all hungover and sleepy.
Perhaps in times past we used to. I mean, last week, for instance, you're cycling, you know, through the centre of London. It's like, and William said, "Well, action man," you know,
that was very impressive, actually. Yes.
Yeah, no, I think it's better than I'm not.
It's just living life. That's all.
Imagine if we had a live death.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, and we still need to build on that link with respect to Soho Radio and what you do with respect to Tuesdays. But moving on, the next question.
No,
Jessica,
it was a good show this week. I think you should. I think you should tweet. I'll send you a link so that your listeners, the people of Lincoln, can listen to my show. Listen to my interview with Val Warner.
Fantastic.
Next week we've got Marcus Waring on my show, so it'll be good.
Yeah, we should really sort of mix and match. We could give you a few sort of our sort of folk, and yeah, we do all sorts of things. Moving on, the next question, Jessica, is:
Will we be hearing from you soon?
I don't know. I mean, you guys just keep calling. I can't stop it.
Was there a sort of slight? I got sort of almost grandfather clock impression in the background there, which almost looks as though it's just, you know, it's a wonderful sort of resonant of really Edwardian times in many ways. It's great.
I think it's just the noise on my computer when someone was putting a message on Facebook. So I'm far from a grandfather clock, but anyway, I prefer the image.
Exactly. After all, let's face it, William. Radio is the theatre of the mind. On the Midweek Drive last night, we were speaking to the founder of the MCM Expo event, and he was a wonderful chap, was he not, Jessica?
Oh, yeah, he was lovely.
Fantastic. You know, once again, we can't remember his name, but he is. It's always there, always doing top stuff, etc. It's fair to say that he was very, very excited by the fact that we could also add...
If you've battled the supernatural forces of evil as Jeannie Hopkirk, helped the saint to vanquish villains and danced on the Riviera with Tony Curtis and Roger Moore... Being a regular Midweek Drive correspondent from California is the clear way forward. I'm Annette Andre, and I'd like to congratulate you for choosing this station and podcast.
Brian Cooney actually thought, it's so exciting, the fact that Annette will be in Birmingham this Saturday and Sunday for the MCM Comic Con. Yay! Sheer excitement, Annette. Welcome back to the programme. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. Much better for speaking to you this morning.
And again, it was only right to actually get balance here, because so far, Annette, and not only have we got Jessica Ward in the studio, who, of course, born in New Zealand, mm-hmm. And indeed a Kiwi, yeah, I know.
Right.
But we also started off this hour by going to Lucy Cruikshank, a Nuffield scholar from New Zealand, to talk about sheep dairies. Now, I'm thinking, you need to redress the... I mean, you know, Australia, New Zealand, I know there's a tension, but we still have to keep the colonies happy, I feel, Annette.
I suppose so. I've been away so long that I tend to forget. But you're right.
There we are. Anyway,
yeah, we do.
And of course, you've got the American citizenship and British citizenship and so on. And hopefully, I mean, we're not as 100% certain that we were a few weeks ago that we will connect with you in Birmingham, but we're still hopeful we'll be able to make our way across the airway, across the roads, etc. to see
I
you.
I hope so. That would be lovely. I hope so.
Well, likewise, it would be nice to see you in action, so to speak, because, of course, it is the UK's number one popular culture show, 22nd, 23rd November. Very exciting. And it is taking place at the NEC Birmingham. It's a huge scenario. Jessica, I think it's fair to say that you were almost beside yourself with excitement to know.
Actually, I was.
You were, exactly.
That's amazing. I really want to go.
Because we've got so many sort of folk that are actually here, including, of course, as well as yourself, Annette, Carrie Elwes, Colin Ford, Hattie Hayridge, Chris Barry, Chloe Annette, Red Dwarf team actually there. We've got people from Bond, Shirley Eaton, Honor Blackman, celebrate. We've got from Allo Allo, Sue Hodge, Guy Siner, Kim Hartman, Francesca Gonshaw, Carol Ashby, Richard Gibson from there. Special guest Sue Holderness, John Chalice, Paul Barber will actually be there. Lala Ward, of course, from. I mean, it's a glittering.
It's really going on, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's enormous.
In every sense of the word, but as you said, the highlight. Oh, good heavens! You're actually next. I hadn't realised that another one of our semi-regular correspondents, Annika Wills, is also there as well. It's amazing.
Yes. Well, there you go.
We see, there we are, Annette Andre and Annika Wills there in full force, etc. Do you like the way that it's a career on IMDb? It's more than that. Your career's more than just IMDb. It's permeating around the whole system on that sort of sequence there.
Right.
Caroline Bliss is actually there. Aisha Bruff from UFO and so on, and a whole heap of other things. Fraser. So, I mean, we said that you attended one of these, I think, in London, was it a few weeks ago?
Yes.
This is the next sort of stage into the whole thing. What can Jessica, for instance, expect? And indeed myself, because I've never actually been to one of these MCM Expo things before. I've been to conventions and various other events. I gather we need to sort of hunt things down, basically, or sort of basically have a plan, have a map, because otherwise it's so huge, we can sort of get lost in the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you can, but, you know, it's all set out very well. From what I've done one of these before, not the November one. About 3 years ago, I did one in March. I did that one, and I remember it was big, and you have tables all around, so you can walk around, you see everybody, We sit at the tables or stand up and get coffee or whatever we want to do, join things. But mostly we sit there and we talk to the people who come by and we sign autographs and photographs and all that sort of thing. And take, you know, people want to do pictures with you and that. So it's really a very, from our point of view, it's a very pleasant day. The people are usually quite lovely. They come around and talk. They're very polite. They're really very nice. And it's a good couple of days all round. So, and I think if you're there, sort of seeing it, you can walk around, see your favourites, and get to speak to them. It's quite a happy event. And some people who come to the show, not us, but who come to, actually dress up in their favourite costumes. See, you know, as Doctor Who or the Daleks Hopkirk. And all that sort of thing is amazing.
I was thinking Marty Hopkirk. Who's that man in the white suit? It's
I know nobody's ever appeared as Marty, but that would be funny.
It would be a work. It was interesting that earlier this week, in terms of Facebook, we had like the classic line, which was basically, "It'd be better when I'm home with my comfortable laptop instead of this ghastly machine called a tablet."
Oh, I know. God, I hate that thing. I cannot tell you how much I hate it. I actually threw it on the floor yesterday, which wasn't a very good thing to do, but. And then I put all wrong things down on it. I get myself into such a state. I start spelling things wrongly. I can't. I have to go back and do them, and I don't know how to work it. And I put wrong names down, all that sort of thing. It's ridiculous.
Clearly, I think we need to obviously introduce something which kind of can calm the tension, calm the fevered brow of folk who are actually having
difficulties. A whiskey on ice would be the thing.
Well, I mean, that's one line, but I'm thinking you introduced us or reintroduced us to the package of doo-wop when you were actually around in the same
sort of week. Doo-wop.
I'm thinking to myself, would you say that the Cordettes and Mr. Sandman would qualify as doo-wop?
Oh, that would be very nice.
Well, then stay with us, Annette, because this is for you and, of course, your tablet.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him 2 lips or a 2 oars. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
Splendid. There we are. Did that actually cheer?
Oh, isn't that harmony great? Weren't they terrific musicians and singers and things?
Exactly. And I think we've introduced Jessica to a whole new genre of music, have we not?
No, I have heard it before. I have not heard much about the character.
The Cordettes. Yes.
You must listen some more, because there are some... They were very joyful songs. You know, there was a lot of gaiety and brightness, and
Very, very tempted to actually deal with the Avons and seven little girls sitting in the back seat, but that might be another line entirely. Phillips Rico from the Facebook side: I agree completely regarding the tablet, Annette. I don't like the herd mentality of if everyone says it's good, it must be good. I hate tablets, and when I was forced to use one regularly after my laptop had issues, I developed pain in my wrist. On the upside, I was fortunate enough to chat with you in London in September at the film convention when I was visiting the UK, and highly recommend that everyone come out and meet you. Looking forward to the book when it's released.
Lovely, isn't that nice?
Very nice.
So you see, we keep those lines that we're sort of working. It's curious, because I am thinking of getting a tablet, but obviously now this
comes. Think again. Even my daughter, now she likes it. She likes one, but you know, she said they can be a bit of a pain sometimes.
So you're, as I say, going to be. Around to meet the public, and they can meet you at the Birmingham NEC at the fabulous sort of event, which is the MCM Expo, that's actually there, travelling up from London presumably on the Friday and the Sunday, being there for the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yes, Saturday and the Sunday. Yep, that's right. Yeah, stuff. We have a wonderful time. We stay in a hotel up there and we all get together for dinner at night. And
Brian Cooney, obviously, as I say, was very excited about the whole thing, even though he claimed he'd forgotten all about Shane Rimmer, but still, never mind. That's a different sort of line entirely. Clearly, Annette, we are also, in the very near future, going to be featuring one of your other colleagues and recommendations. Sue Hansen will be joining us, hopefully, on the production. So.
Yes, which will be lovely. Stuff. She's a great friend of mine, has been for many years, and we were in Crossroads together, actually. Well, I was in Crossroads with her for a short time.
No, I really hadn't realised you'd done the Crossroads set-up, Annette.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did about a three-month stint, yes.
Sue, of course, played Diane. The fabulous waitress was she a waitress or was she sort of shy?
Well, she was a waitress and then became a little bit more than that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
she started out as the waitress, with loads of appeal.
there was too much talent in the Sue Hansen world to actually just stay as a waitress forever. You know, she had to
absolutely.
Move on.
Absolutely.
It's as bad as saying Jeannie Hopcock was just a secretary. Rubbish, you know.
Absolutely.
arrant nonsense. He worked through that basis. Precisely. It's been absolutely splendid touching base with a good self. Jessica will be leaving shortly. You'll be leaving shortly from that point of view. But we do, fingers crossed, touch wood and everything else, hope to be able to see you on Saturday. It's kind of crucial as to, that Ed really recovers, because Ed Wellman's a bit poorly at present.
Oh,
the kind of coordinating thing might be sort of on the basis of whether we can kind of get that little charabanc off on the whole thing. But
I do hope so. I'd love to see you all there. I really would.
Well, exactly.
And other people would too.
It's a whole new exciting world. But for the moment, Annette, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the
program? Oh, yes, always
today?
Do. You know that.
Well, that's very good.
Always do.
And the final question, Jessica, of course, is?
Will we be hearing from you soon?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. It may be a little tricky over the next couple of months, because I'm travelling back in a couple of weeks' time to America. And
I'll tell you what, Annette, let's do. I mean, do we don't have to worry about the audio postcards, do we? I mean, sometimes just shooting the breeze, like we've done today.
That would be fine. That would be absolutely fine, because maybe I'm not going to get too much time over the next few weeks.
Precisely, particularly if you're using a tablet. I mean, it's going to take you years to actually write the next audio letter. work our way through that whole thing. So we'll definitely sort of shoot the transatlantic breeze post Thanksgiving, perhaps, with yourself and Arthur, and sort of set up something for the festive season. So.
Oh, that would be fine. That would be absolutely fine.
And as I say, fingers crossed, we might hopefully connect with you once again on Saturday, Birmingham NEC. Tickets still available, astonishingly, and it's a remarkably sort of comfortably sort of price. It's a grand event. Go there, be there, etc. Hopefully, we'll be there too. Annette Andre will be there. Fantastic stuff, Annette. We'll speak with you very soon.
That'd be terrific. Thank you very much.